Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. What's up?
I'm happy to report that the red panda has successfully made her return and everything went well.
When she went down, what happened to her? Did she like break a leg or something?
I think she busted a hip or something. It was bad. She was down for a long time. But she's come back.
She probably has good insurance.
Does she?
Well, you know, she does stunts for a living.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, the insurance companies, I mean, that's probably a high premium. But what she does is pretty dangerous.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I think she'd probably have, you know how, like, like football players, they have insurance on themselves, right?
If
they're going to be high draft picks or whatever.
Yeah, or, like,
in the event that she, because there's, like, nothing else she can do. All she does is ride a unicycle and balance bowls on her head.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
It's a good point.
Like, if she goes down, she doesn't have any money.
Yeah, because they say, like, certain performers, like actresses, will be, like, their legs will be insured or whatever.
Or a hand model will insure their sexy hands.
Yeah. So I guess she broke her wrist.
Oh.
She broke her left wrist and had some other contusions and whatnot, but the broken wrist was the big one. She really is a fascinating story in that, you know... There's probably a lot of people that can do something very similar to that, and yet she has made, like, a phenomenal career for, like, 30 years out of this.
I don't know. I've never really seen anybody try to do what she does.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of circus performers. I mean, she rides a unicycle, and she flips bowls up.
And plates.
Yeah.
And she spins them.
Which is pretty cool.
It is cool, but I just don't think anybody else tries it is the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she's smart because she just perfected one thing that nobody else has tried.
But it's like the people that do, there's the halftime acts, there's like the quick change people, right? There's a handful of those acts.
But couldn't anybody do that?
And that's, I'm guessing.
You think anybody could do what she does?
I'm willing to guess that those, like, there's probably 1,000 Cirque du Soleil performers and, like, that can do this. There's just, all those people, like the Vegas shows, and, I mean, it's a cool thing. But I'm guessing there's a lot of performers, but there's something about her that people love, and maybe she was the first. And no one wants the black panda or the white panda. They want the red panda.
Well, she's Asian, that helps her.
But she's not a hot. You would think that maybe.
But the Asians, we love the Asians.
That's the key?
We do. We love the Asians. We were just talking about Team Japan, the Dodgers. We love Sasaki. We love Ohtani. We love Yamamoto. I don't know what it is about the Japanese or just the Asians in general. We think they're just humble.
I'm going to look up unicycle.
We love them.
Like acrobat and see. Like,
Does the red panda have a rival?
That's what I'm wondering. Is there someone who's like, dude, the red panda's garbage. Like, I'm the yellow panda and I do it 1,000 times better.
I think what she does is cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I am guessing there is nobody else that does anything close to what she does. And I'm not saying they couldn't. I'm just saying that they don't because it would take a long time to perfect it, and no one tries it. It's like a Guinness Book of World Records. All right. You know,
I hate to do this to you, man, but I just Googled unicycle acrobat. There's a Beijing circus where there's 6 ladies performing together, all doing same unicycle. Nah. And they're doing it together, but instead of flipping them onto their own head, they're flipping them. It's cooler than the red panda. And there's...
Shoot.
Yeah, and they're kind of hot, too. China, they're all doing it.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
The same thing, and there's six of them.
So maybe it's like a common thing over there. I've never seen it over here other than her.
I don't know, but I just, that was my thing. If she can't be the only one, because I've seen like those quick change people, which is the other big time halftime act. I've seen a bunch of those people.
And those are stupid.
Is it any?
Yes, I think what she does is more talented than the quick change people.
Okay, so I'm asking, if the Red Panda, God forbid something happens to the Red Panda, right?
I think we just pull one of those gals.
Could we not go find a younger, hotter person from the Beijing circus and be like, hey, this one is the Red Panda part two. They're literally doing the exact, what is it about the Red Panda that the NBA folks love? Because she charges, didn't we look it up, she charges like 30 grand or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, she makes a bunch of money.
Well, it's just,
what if I did a cheaper, hotter Red Panda 2 from the Beijing circus?
If you can make people go, ooh, then you got something.
Yeah.
That's really all you have to do.
Because I'm gonna
and
like,
it has to be clean. It can't be,
yeah, it can't be like dirty. Right? Like,
that's really it.
Because I'm not going to lie, the pink panda on here.
So you
pink
can't.
Panda's pretty great.
You can't talk, right? Like it's usually.
Yeah, you're silent.
You're down on a court and people are just watching. It's like the dogs running an obstacle course or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't talk, but you have to make people. You have to get people's attention and then you have to make them go, ooh. Yeah. That's all you have. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I just wonder if the stars of the Beijing unicycle act here are bitter that the Red Panda's over here living their best life, and maybe one of them sabotaged the unicycle. Have we thought about that? That maybe the pink panda here, you know, there was some nefarious things going on. They wanted the Red Panda out of the way. They're like, listen here, you old battle axe. It's time for a younger generation. And would the NBA, this is my thing. If the Red Panda went away tomorrow, would the NBA crowds embrace one of these gals, or would they reject it and be like, no? Is the Red Panda a one of one, and once she's gone, that act will never be duplicated in the NBA?
The Red Panda did go away.
And no one replaced her. They did not have another unicycle.
Well, that's my point. I didn't think there were many out there.
But there is.
How do you know that? Because you saw a video?
I found six of them. It took me 8 seconds.
Maybe they're all dead. Maybe that's from like 1972.
No, it's from 2023. And if there's six of them on one stage,
maybe COVID got them.
Hey, they didn't have it over there, remember? Couldn't have possibly started.
Well, so I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, if it took me that little to find them, I'm guessing. All right, here we go. Another one. Unicycle duo acrobats. One, you know, there's another one. This one, 2018.
I think there's
a lot of people that ride unicycles.
Okay.
Where's the, you think the Unipiper is upset? You think he's working on his own act? Trying to flip something up onto his Darth Vader head?
Well, he should, because he needs a new bit.
Wow.
Well, he does.
Well, what's the difference between the Red Panda and him? They both have shticks.
Are you kidding me?
He plays the national anthem.
Are you kidding me? What's the difference between, did you just ask what the difference is between the Red Panda and the Unipiper?
They both have unicycle bits. Dude, I was at that Timbers game when he butchered the national anthem. Wow.
All that guy does is ride. What does he have? He has a kilt.
He has a kilt.
He has a Darth Vader head.
And he plays flaming bagpipes.
And he plays bagpipes while riding a unicycle.
Yeah.
You want to talk about something anyone can do.
A regular unicycle, not a tall one.
So what's the difference? God, man. A little respect for the RP.
Well, look at you crapping all over the Unipiper.
Well,
he's a Portland legend.
He sucks. That's just because Portland's Portland.
He's been voted best Portland celebrity like 4 years in a row.
Because we don't have any celebrities. If the Red Panda were here, she'd win it every year.
That's probably true.
It's not even close. Get a new bit. Like, yeah, so he should be working on flipping cups and plates and crap.
Although, with that, you know.
Up the bit, bro. Yeah.
Somewhere the Unipiper right now has got you on a hit list.
He's already had us on a hit list. Remember when he came by our show? We were at Comic-Con.
I do remember that.
And he was cycling around and is doing his whatever. And I think you made fun of him.
Well.
And he heard it and was none too happy.
I'll tell you what. Watching him perform the national anthem might have been one of the worst but best moments I've ever seen at a sporting event. Have you ever seen a crowd of 20,000 people collectively not know what to do? Because you can't boo because it's the national anthem. You can't really cheer, because, but at the same time, you're all snickering and you're like, is it disrespectful what he's doing? Is it disrespectful what we're doing? It's just the whole crowd. And then when it got done, it was just kind of one of these, like just no one knew what
to do. Well, he redeemed himself, right? Didn't we say he came back?
He came back.
Did it better. That's good.
It was better.
That's good.
It was better.
I don't know. That guy can't make much money doing that.
He's got a website and everything, man.
Well,
he's making dough.
So he's got a website, so he makes a bunch of money.
Yeah, he's fine.
You're an idiot.
He's the number one Portland celebrity. Come on.
By the way,
do you have a bumper sticker? Because he does.
Someone said, what if the OG red panda is actually dead and this new red panda is just a completely different Asian lady, but we're just so dumb and racist we don't even know?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be
something?
I hate
to say it, but
like then when they replaced the Ultimate Warrior or whatever, like in the WWE?
That could very well be true.
Is anyone? Boy, this conspiracy theory just blew my mind. Well, she performed at the Bulls game. She looked excited, and the crowd, if you look at the video, the crowd goes freaking nuts.
And you
when
know,
she comes out on the
floor.
This
text could be right, too. No one takes the red panda's act out of respect for her. Hmm. It's her act.
So, but when she dies or retires...
Maybe someone will... I think that if you did the red panda act, you would need to put a little twist on it, a spin on it. I don't think people, to your point, I don't think people would accept...
Just another...
A new red... Just doing the same red panda bit. You gotta mix it up.
The Power Ranger pandas, though, the six of those together?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Or, like, play a bagpipe.
So what Rob is saying, hey, Unipiper, get on it. Hey, the Unipiper has his own liquor now.
Sure.
Dude,
that
guy's everywhere.
What is it?
Oh, it's from Bull Run. You ever heard of...
Yeah, it's whiskey.
Yeah. He's got a Unipiper whiskey. Mm. Look, I don't like you taking shots at the Unipiper.
All right,
I'm going to buy you a Unipipe or something.
We've got big Bass Pro Shop news.
Yeah, it was a hell of a thing. It was a Donnybrook.
Yeah, it's just fighting at a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, it's not our best
I
look.
Just... Well,
yeah,
we'll get to it
we'll
next.
Talk about it.
On The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, primetime Odessa, Texas, where...
Home of Friday Night Lights, by the way.
Yeah.
That was Buzz Bissinger's book. Permium, I believe, was the high school...
They opened a new Bass Pro Shop out there.
Yeah.
And there was a bathroom line fight. Viral video making the rounds. And it's a Donnybrook.
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious. But at the same time, it's scary. I mean, someone could have really been hurt, especially in Texas. I'm actually really surprised, to be honest with you, that at a brawl at a Bass Pro Shop in Odessa that someone didn't pull a gun. You know, like,
well, yeah, and if you didn't have one, you can just go buy one right there at the counter.
Exactly. I'd like to think someone at that point was like a shotgun aisle two. And then, you know, that's of all the places that I could choose to get into a fight at, I think that a Bass Pro Shop or a Cabela's might be the worst, let alone in Texas, for God's sakes. I assume everyone in Texas is armed. Yeah, this just turned out to be a good old-fashioned fisticuffs.
Yeah, and it's weird because, well, one, take note of all the BMI.
It's
the general BMI.
Yeah, it's not.
They're all fats.
Yeah,
but
And none of them actually know how to fight, which is always cute.
Apparently, someone took too long in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and one bro wasn't having it. But then when you watch the fight, there's a bunch of people fighting.
Yeah.
Like, so is the story just said that one guy took too long, and another guy was waiting with his wife and kid outside, and they were mad about it. And when the guy finished up, they fought.
Yeah.
But then there's a bunch of other guys like, oh, you're going to fight? Well, I'm going to fight.
Is it possible that that's all it is? Like, fat guy with the Texas number one jersey, that guy just wants to fight. And so.
Yeah, by the way, who is that number one for Texas?
I have no idea. I just couldn't tell you who number one is. But
yeah, so there was a Texas football jersey involved.
Yeah, with his massive gut hanging out the bottom of it. And again, doesn't know how to throw a punch. But I just think it might be one of those things that you're all amped up. You're in line at the Bass Pro Shop. Stuff starts popping off. And maybe it's a friend of a friend. And the next thing you know, it's just, you know, you get caught up in the emotion. I love the Bass Shop employees, by the way, just walking around being like, oh, my God. They're on their walkie-talkies calling the police, trying to break it up. Someone gets dumped into the shark tank,
it's
I hope.
It's absolutely absurd.
It is.
But there's video of it. And it never fails. There's always one screaming woman who's yelling at them, pleading for them to stop, even though it never does any good whatsoever.
Yeah, I would like to point out to that person, it's like, next time your wife's angry at you, tell her to calm down and see what happens. Because I've heard that worked never. You're just getting yelled at. Hey, honey, calm down. Yeah, great, great tool.
So the one woman who was yelling found it to be a referendum on schools, which I thought was cute.
What?
Did you catch that?
No.
She said, well, so there's this woman the whole time. There's always the one who's yelling. Like, stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. What is the matter with you? And this woman, and she's not wrong.
No.
It's just that never.
It is.
You're never going to.
No.
It's never effective.
No.
These guys are seeing red, okay? And, yeah, she said, if you have the sound up, she says, and no wonder our schools are falling apart.
Oh.
You all are the example.
Interesting.
You're grown-ass men. So she took it to the schools, which I thought was a nice twist.
Yeah, I like that. Take it to the schools.
But that takes the cake as far as dumb places that men fight.
Yeah.
Like, you know, men fight. The classics are bars,
sporting events,
or maybe concerts.
Apparently, Bass Pro Shops.
Bass Pro Shop
over a bathroom. Line.
My God,
hey, man!
The only thing worse, I think, is when people get out on the side of the road and fight due to road rage.
That is pretty good. Yeah, that is. Yeah.
I mean, that's the most ridiculous. Like, really, you're gonna pull over and get out of your car? Like, there was a guy. So I can hear road rage on my street. We live on a pretty busy street.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, I don't often see the cars because we're behind a fence and some trees, but I can hear them.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I get a Donnybrook out there.
Really?
And it's not fisticuffs, but people are yelling at each other, and there's all kinds of horns, you know. There was a dude the other day yelling at this woman to get out of her car. He was like, "What? Get out! Yeah, I dare you, get out!" And she was like, "What?
What?
What?" People. No, I'm going to keep going and getting my kids at school.
People are amazing.
Lower the T, fella. Yeah.
Get out of your car.
Get out! Shoot Evans, get out!
I always wonder, like, how, like, where do you think, because I've had where people start yelling at me, and I have often asked the question, where do you think you're going with this? I had a guy on one of the Lime Schooners once, come over to my window and start yelling at me, and I rolled down the window kind of chuckling, and I did ask him, like, what exactly is this going to accomplish? Like, what are we... Like, you're on a scooter. Like, I'm in a car if I wanted to. Because it was one of those where he was, I didn't see him, right? It was at night. And he was coming across the intersection. I didn't see him. So I stopped. And it's not like I came close to hitting him, but I'm sure he was pissed that he's like, ah. And he felt the need at that point to scooter over to my car window and, like, berate me. And I was like, what? If I wanted to, I just run you over, man. And I'm like, do you really want me to get out of the car? Like, where does this go? And the guy didn't have a good answer for it. And then he told me to go, like, F myself. And, you know, it's like.
As he should.
Yeah, it's I often think about that. Like, where.
Well, I just think they see red. They're just too visceral. They can't. Like, I had the same thing happen to me where I didn't see a motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
He was in my blind spot. I didn't see him. He was sneaking up on me. You know how they go between you?
Yeah. Lane split.
Dude, that dude.
It's scary sometimes.
He dropped his hairy knuckle right on my window, like flipping me off.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, I don't know if you have this, but I do get a little bit of like that instant, like I can control it.
Yeah. But, get that rush. And,
but I know that other people, obviously this is how this happens. Other people can't, but you do get that. F you, dude. Yeah. What are you know? I didn't see you. F you. Let's fight. I will die over this.
And that's how you end up fighting in a Bass Pro Shop.
So I get it. But then you instantly, call. You know, it's like okay.
But that's the thing.
Don't piss him off.
People don't like people. Just,
I know they don't have that.
They don't have the switch. We had that horrible scene that happened here. It might have been on 26. Remember the minivan that ran over the motorcycle guy?
Yeah.
And. You know, that thing
that
was,
guy's doing time.
Dude, that thing was so scary. But that guy on the motorcycle, right, they had some sort of lane confrontation, whatever, and the motorcycle guy, like, swerved right against that same thing. Like, he put his middle finger right up against the window. And by no means should, like, does that justify getting run over. But I did want to ask the guy on the motorcycle, where were you going with that? Guy's in a minivan. You're on a motorcycle. Because, like... Whenever I ride, whether that's a motorcycle or a bicycle, I am aware, and I've had this conversation with people at stoplights. I'm on a bike, motorcycle or bicycle. You're in a car. When you swerve and try to scare me, you hit me, I die. Like, that's not a good deal for me. And yet motorcycle guy or bike guy will taunt. I've seen it where they literally go up and they kind of taunt cars. Outside of making yourself feel good for that moment, where could that possibly go that ends good for you? All it took was that guy to lose control and just turn the wheel 1 second, and my man, you just got run over.
Yeah.
And yet in that moment, we can't process it. It's just...
It's how you go to jail.
Yeah. Or it's how you get shot.
Yep.
I always assume this. Not that I'm like... I'm not saying I'm like Brock Lesnar, but I assume that if you look at me and you're most people... I'm not the guy that you would look at and be like, let's pick a fight with that guy. So when someone does, I assume that either you really know something or you've got a gun. And that always kind of calms me down a little bit. I'm like, if like that guy on the scooter, I'm like, what are you packing heat?
I think you're giving people way too much credit.
You're just dumb.
And I mean way too much credit.
It's just amazing. I'm a man. I'm 45. I won't take this.
People think they're tough.
I guess.
They see red, man. My wife does it. I have talked to her multiple times. I have to calm her down. Like, babe, you are going to get, you're going to do that to the wrong person. Yeah. I'm telling you, this worries me.
Yeah. My son's like that.
You need to calm down.
My son is a horrid, angry driver. He's a horn or horn honker. He's a brake checker, and I've pleaded with him. I'm like, dude, you are going to
the brake checker.
I'm like, you are going to piss off the wrong person. Please do not.
Like, if somebody's tailgating him,
he'll brake check it.
Yeah, that's no good.
He's an angry driver, and it terrifies me. It absolutely worries me sick. And also the other one, too, about men. Again, I had this conversation just a little bit ago. I was sitting at my buddy's country club, and we were talking to some guys, and they're about this. What is it?
Like, it's actually pretty neat.
Because they were all golfers. And I said, when's the last time you were in a fight? And it's usually for the same people. They're like, well, I don't know, high school, or I've never been in a fight. And I'm like, well, how often do you play golf? All the time. So if you hadn't played golf in 18 years, would you assume that you could walk out to a tee and be good at golf? Well, of course not. Then why do you think that you are going to walk into a fight for the first time in 18 years and be, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme? But it's that sort of confidence. Yeah, I've never fought. Yeah, I'm really out of shape. But you know what? I just think when the moment arises, dude... Francis Ngannou style. I'm ready to go.
A lot of dudes think that way.
a
lot. Which is why you see them fighting, and then they can't fight
a lick. They can't fight. Or after 10 seconds, they're just wheezing.
I always love it when the instigator, like the real a-hole of the fight, gets absolutely boat raced.
Well, it happens a lot where the instigator will actually pick a fight with like a trained person. And that trained person picks apart him and like three of his buddies, and you're just like, this is why you gotta be careful. You never know who actually does this.
All right, well, check out that vid. It's kind of funny. It's a bunch of fats fighting at a Bass Pro Shop. in Odessa, Texas.
Just dry humping each other. Get wild out there in the fly fishing section.
One guy, the Texas bro, actually ends up dropping the skinnier, more in shape guy.
Yeah.
And the Texas bro, the UT Longhorn jersey, he's a super fat.
Yeah.
But he takes the other guy down, and the other guy takes to...
He tries to...
Violently kicking him.
He tries to do like a triangle.
Oh, is that what he's trying to do?
Yeah, he watched a UFC fight somewhere. It took like one jiu-jitsu class, and he's like, Krav Maga, I got this!
Well, it looked like he was riding an air bike.
Yeah, he's trying to... That's like one of those, I saw that on TV once. I can do this.
All right. There is a petition to replace Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl.
With only one man can replace Bad Bunny.
It's very true. There's only one man that they want him to be replaced with. We will get to that coming up next. But first, Young Casey with SportsCenter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, there's a petition on change.org. Now, it has crossed over the threshold of 100,000 signatures. So clearly, there are several people. Many people. They're on board.
Yeah.
And it is to replace Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl halftime show because, well, he's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. We can't have that.
And we cannot have
that. No.
We are America. Although,
Puerto Rico
wait a minute.
Don't tell people.
I mean, we're...
Geography's hard.
Geography is hard. And, he speaks Spanish and stuff. Can't have that. America. Oh, wait. Well, anyway, they want Bad Bunny replaced by one man and one man only.
Yep. By the way, there is the most popular news channel in America that literally spent days reporting on this.
This particular petition? I know replacing Bad Bunny has been a thing.
No, this right here. This was a recurring topic.
And perhaps this is why it has over 100,000 signatures. But they want Bad Bunny replaced by the great, the legendary George Strait.
Oh, no. So then you're missing.
No, this is...
Okay.
I'm looking at it right here. It's 100,000 signatures.
So this is... Okay, then
who's
we...
Who's the other one?
There's
multiple.
There's multiple. So there was a petition going around that was gathering tens of thousands of signature, and it was not George Strait. Who, by the way, is retired, but I do love George Strait.
Is he still with us, George Strait?
Yeah, George Strait's still there. He just retired. He had like a big farewell concert.
Isn't he pretty old?
He's retired. I bet you he's late 60s.
He's 73.
Okay.
I thought he was older.
Yeah. So yeah, he's hung him up. He doesn't perform anymore. In fact, I saw George Strait when he came on his farewell tour a number of years ago. George Strait is one thing. The original push that was making the rounds on certain news channels was the great Lee Greenwood.
Oh, no way.
100%. We had members of Congress that were opening, lobbying, and tweeting that, yes, the great Lee Greenwood and
the
song that he sings, and you know who responded to it and was making videos and was all about it? Lee Greenwood, who's 83, by the way.
Yeah, he's 10 years older than George Strait. God. Yeah, no, I saw this one. This one has over 100,000, which I think is the threshold to, like, actually...
Yeah, Roger Goodell told him to go pound sand, by the way.
Yeah, he did, but I don't know. Doesn't something happen at 100,000? When you're on change.org and you have a signature that reaches 100,000?
Oh, well, I think at some point you can get on a ballot, or at some point you can actually, like...
Do something with it.
But, yeah, the NFL doesn't have that. If 6 million people vote on something, the NFL can't be like, well, now we're forced to do it. But yeah, so they went from Lee Greenwood, and then apparently that was too silly, and so they settled on George Strait, who is actually at least a real performer. No offense to Lee Greenwood and his one song. George Strait has 50 number one hits. Lee Greenwood has, well, he has God Bless the USA.
Have we talked to George Strait about this, though?
I have not. I'm not familiar with George Strait's...
I'm not saying you have. I'm talking about the change.org petition people.
I don't know.
Is he up for that?
That I couldn't tell you. I'm guessing he went to George Strait, I'm guessing that he would say no because, again, he stopped performing.
I mean, that just says it all right there.
Does anyone turn down the Super Bowl?
Yes. Yeah, what if you're 73-year-old George Strait and you just get a call and they're like, yeah, we want you to do the Super Bowl. He's like, what? All right.
By the way, I want you to know that the Lee Greenwood thing, do you know who started that? Who started the petition, the call for Lee Greenwood to replace Bad Bunny?
Oh, well, I have a pretty good idea.
It's not the POTUS.
Oh, it's not?
No. But it was Mike
Johnson.
It's
amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Oh, Mike.
The House Speaker literally started the Bad Bunny gone, Lee Greenwood. And Lee Greenwood did say, absolutely, I'm on board.
Of course he would be.
Yes.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
And Lee Greenwood told TMZ he would do well during the NFL halftime show, adding that maybe they could be tapped to perform before the game. So now he's lobbying that maybe he could do something before.
This is like the time John Parr was on the phone and he was lobbying us to put on a concert with him here in Portland. We're like, I don't think we have that kind of pull.
No.
He's like, no, but really, let's put on a show. Come on, I'll come up there. You'll pay me. It'll be great. It's like these guys begging for work.
Yeah.
That really happened, by the way.
That did. That did happen. And we felt bad. I was like, you can come here, but...
Yeah,
I don't think we can really help you with that one, but...
Well, anyway,
Lee Greenwood. And yes, Roger Goodell said that is not going to happen.
There's a lot of stupid people in this.
Bad Bunny will perform. Although they did put Sting is performing before.
Ooh, I love Sting.
Sting is going to perform before the Super Bowl.
What? Wait, what for? Like, what is he going to do?
They're just doing like a
pre-concert?
Yeah, it's like a pre-concert.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. Metallica did that one year down in San Francisco. They did a Too Heavy for Halftime thing. So people are making that out. That was the other one. It's like people were reporting it as if the NFL is doing this to like make amends. And then everyone pointed out that actually they've been doing this forever. Like if you go to any Super Bowl, they have lots of performances. At the national title game, they usually have big musical acts that perform like all week leading up to
the game. Is Sting underrated or properly rated?
I think he's probably underrated.
I think he's underrated.
Yeah, because if you're going to talk about musicians of his age, he's by what, 70 now too? Mid-70s?
It appears that he is 74.
Okay. So I'm guessing when you think of musicians from that era, you're going to get your Elton Johns, you're going to get your Billy Joels, you're going to get your Bruce Springsteens. And I do think that Sting certainly is one of their peers, but I do think that Sting is probably viewed a little bit less or a little bit under. Yeah, he's underrated. Tom Petty would have been in this category, and I'm not certain if Sting gets that sort of.
Can I say Sting as good as Tom Petty? Is that blasphemous to say? Because I think he is.
I'm more of a Tom. I certainly enjoy Sting. I think 10 Sumner's Tales is a great album. I really enjoy Sting, but Tom Petty to me is just.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah,
but Sting is greatness.
Sting is greatness, and I don't
feel like we talk about Sting as greatness. And the Police, by the way,
yes.
The Police were incredible.
Yeah.
And they only did, you know, a handful of albums. Mm-hmm. But they were awesome.
Yes. Sting has great, I mean, there's so many good albums. Englishman in New York is a great album. And he's phenomenal. He is.
Well, I want to see him do the halftime
show. He's got a great Tiny Desk performance.
Oh, does he? Tiny Desk.
Yeah, him and Shaggy.
Really?
It's really good.
What do they do? What do they play?
Englishman in New York, I think, is one of them, but they go through the hits.
Yeah. There's young Casey, by the way. What a great job Casey's done today.
Yeah.
How about some kudos for Casey?
Except for that one.
Well, he had a couple, you know, misfire. There were a couple misfires, but, you know, it's going to happen. Hell, I do it all the time. But,
Oh, are you kidding me? I screw up 7 times a segment.
Yeah, young Casey, Oregon State grad.
Yeah.
From Lake Oswego. Dating his lady for 2 years. They live together. What else do we need to know about
you? Why aren't you putting a ring on that? Yeah.
Well, he's awfully young.
24.
Yeah.
If you asked, would she say yes?
I'd hope she would say yes, but that's up to her.
Yeah, you don't know.
That is up to her. Now, what did your what's the old the Smith Olds? What did they do for a living?
They work in tech.
That's vague.
That sounds very vague. What do you mean? They sell drugs, don't they?
Data centers. So yeah, my parents, my dad works in data centers. My brother works for him, and then my other brother does graphic design.
Oh, so there's a family business? A
little bit.
So the graphic design brother's unemployed then? That's about right.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but yeah, I think we all knew where that was going.
God.
Right. It's tough work out there right now for the graphic designers.
So did you say there's three of you?
Yep, three of us. I'm the youngest.
Three boys. You're the youngest, and you're kind of carving your own path here.
Yep.
You're saying, you know what? Forget data center tech.
I can be unemployed in radio too, Dad. Watch it. I too could have a dead-end job. Watch me go.
That's way above my pay grade.
You're going to show them, buddy.
No, wait. Are they paying you here? Do you get money for this?
I get paid.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Watch out. They're going to use and abuse you, fella. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Dusty's going to dangle that carrot in front of you. Look where Dusty. It only took him 17 years.
I've seen this act before. Yeah, you do a good enough job, they'll be all over you.
Yeah.
Offering you the
standard
big...
Standard fame and fortune
deal that you cannot pass up. That's when they get their hooks in you.
Well, unfortunately, this is one of those jobs that the young Sparkies... The idea of working here is way better than actually working here, and so they abuse you that way. Like, you think it's cool. You're like, yeah, it's cool, I'm on the radio. And
well,
then you find
out
you make like 7 cents an hour, and you're like, yeah, damn it.
Smiths huddled around the radio tonight listening to your debut here on the show?
They might be. I know my mom and my girlfriend are at least listening.
Nice.
What's the girlfriend's name?
Hannah.
What does she do?
What's up, Hannah?
She's a teacher.
Oh, great.
Educating the youth of America. Where does she teach?
She teaches at a Montessori. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's a Montessori.
Do you even know what that is?
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
Should you know the name of the school where she teaches? Like, what if you needed to go find her? It's war-torn here. I mean, you could
it's
be...
It's somewhere. It's written down somewhere.
You'll
I
just
find
text
it.
Her. The kids.
I just was wondering if you knew what a Montessori is or if that's just what she tells you and you're like,
She tells me and I go, oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're
like,
thinking about the game. Yeah, we all have that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pretend like you're listening.
Yeah.
When you don't care a lick.
It's one of those, yeah. The key is you got to just have like two or three key pieces that you can pull out when they call you on it and then be like, see, I listened to everything you said.
The worst is like, what did I just say?
God damn it. Oh, there's nothing worse than when you get caught.
Something about a...
Fully not listening. You're like, eh.
Well, anyway, it's nice to have young Casey. We need some depth around here. We lost a lot of our depth.
I know.
Ortner left and Buckley left.
Apparently there's someone else here that is brand new that I don't know. We hired some BYU guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Dusty, because I was like, I said the same thing. I'm like, well, great. We have someone that we can use and abuse now in Casey who will, again, have that carrot dangled in front of him, and you'll work here for about 4 years until you realize this sucks. And I was like, we need some of those. And Dusty was like, yeah, we got, I think, Rob something? I don't know. And then he said that he was BYU Rob or BYU something. I was like, he went to BYU? Dusty's like, yeah. So I guess we got a Zuby roaming around here. Maybe we can sit down and talk about our BYU experiences together.
Now, what are your hopes and dreams, Casey? Do you want to host a show like Big Sook someday?
Yeah, I think eventually that'd be cool. Yeah, but I'm just kind of keeping my head down and doing the work in front of me right now.
Yeah. You don't have an alter ego named Nine?
No.
Yet.
I do have a rap name named Lowercase, but that is that is since gone.
Wait. What?
Oh, are we serious about
that? Did you actually rap?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I can see that.
Now, I got it.
Do we have any of the material?
I was going to say, now that you've said this, I'm going to need to hear.
I'll show you guys off air.
No. You're not showing us S off air. Do you have a file somewhere of you rapping?
Yeah, it's on Spotify.
Of course he does.
Well, then you need to pull.
It's on Spotty?
Well, guess what we're doing next segment before we say goodbye. We're about to hear Lowercase Wizard. That was what you went by?
Yeah.
Just Lowercase. Not lowercase, like...
Wait, that's the name?
Lowercase, two words.
Oh, okay.
Did we know why? Why did we go by lowercase? Because that's Lil Rop over there.
It was easy.
It was lowercase.
Yeah.
Right, well, now I'm kind of excited about hearing lowercase here rap.
I see lowercase blues. I see lowercase committee. I don't see lowercase.
I'll find it for you.
I'm kind of excited about hearing this.
Yeah. There's a lot of lowercase on Spotify. All right.
If you look it up, it's one with a blue background.
Oh, okay. Well, we saved the best for last, didn't we?
Who knew you were going to get lowercase rapping?
You just keep prying and prying and before you know it, you find out the guy's a freaking world-famous rapper.
SoundCloud rapper.
He doesn't need money.
No.
He's doing this. It's a labor of love.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Okay, well, the good news is we have Casey back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We have finally found out a little something about Casey.
About lowercase over there.
Lowercase is a rapper.
LL.
And he is on Spotify. I was just listening to it. And we're going to need to bleep some of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't play it, unfortunately.
It's just filth.
Yeah. Who was the other guy that you were rapping with? What's his name? So TX and
lowercase.
LC action.
And there's a song called Young, which
can't.
Has 109,000
tasty,
what is that,
man.
Downloads? Yeah. Total downloads? Listens, okay. There's a song called High School Parking Lot. Orlando.
It is filthy and just it's degenerate stuff. It's the downfall of society. This is what leads to people fighting in Bass Pro Shops at Odessa, Texas.
So you said you did some shows in Portland?
Yeah, I did a few just pop-up shows.
What does that mean, pop-up? Like you just...
You
just go few, perform
yeah,
randomly?
Yeah, a few venues, people just trying to get, I guess, entire performances going, and then me and my buddy just found
show
a few
up.
Slots.
Hmm. Did you sing Young? Is that like your...
That's one of them, yeah.
You know when you walk off the stage and everybody thinks you're gone, and then you come back and they're all, yeah! Then you sing Young.
Now, are we still out there pursuing our rap career, or is that kind of on the back burner now as you found fame and fortune here as radio producer?
It's on the back burner, but I'm still making music, still writing and making it, just not really releasing it.
Just
much.
In your beat laboratory?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Right. Good for you, man.
Chase that dream, but...
He is.
Well, the Schnitzel Wolf, he's a crooner, so we got some musical ability. What if we had a croon off and a rap off? Can Schnitzel Wolf rap? And more importantly, can you sing? Or are you merely a rapper? He's not paying attention now.
He's busy.
I can sing a little bit, but I prefer to rap mostly.
Okay.
If you had to either rap or croon,
mm-hmm.
and your life depended on it,
yeah.
Which do you think you would do better?
Well, I just die immediately. I would try to sing because I think if you sing and you can just, like, you can't really carry a tune, but, like, Bob Dylan's doesn't have a great voice, but I think you could probably fake sing better than you can fake rap.
I think that's right. I wouldn't want to hear me rap.
No, I mean, we all sing along in the car or the shower or whatever.
I sound great.
I mean, you're songbird of our generation.
She's been knocking on Oh, Mr. Brownstone.
But the idea of having to rap?
Well, it is kind of weird that we can... It's kind of weird that you can emulate good singing voices. Not that you can sing well,
yeah.
But you can emulate...
Sure. Yeah.
Notes.
Like there, you were obviously trying to do an Axl Rose, you did Eddie Vedder or whatever, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't know how to to try to emulate Jay-Z or,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Whatever. Kendrick Lamar.
Particularly with no lyrics.
No. But it is funny because, like, I don't know what you call it, like, the pattern, whatever, like, because it's, you're not singing, but, like, the speech, it is very distinct between rapper to rapper, but I would not have any idea how to go about doing that. Plus, like, with you can't really try to sing like Freddie, are there rappers with good voices versus bad voices? Because, like, there's a big difference between, like, Freddie Mercury and Eddie Vedder and then someone like Tom Petty. Like, two have amazing voices that they could sing anything, and then Tom Petty and Bob Dylan are phenomenal musicians, but they can't sing in like five octaves.
It's a good question about rappers. I don't know.
That's a topic that I am not, unlike Schnitzel Wolf, I am not fluent on every topic known to man.
We have a rapper, there Lowercase, sitting in with us today. Do rappers have better do some rappers have better voices than others, or is it all just...
Yeah, 100%. I think there's better voices for if I'm trying to do flow stuff, if I'm trying to hit certain consonants harder, if I'm trying to, you know, hop on a melody and some sort of rap of it.
Who has the best... Okay, not rap, rap as in, like, their lyrics, but who has the best rap voice? Who's known...
I'd say Freddie Gibbs or Method Man.
Okay.
I'm a big Method Man fan. I think that he just has a super iconic voice. So I think Method Man, maybe okay. Snoop.
Snoop, yeah. My man.
The D-O-double-G.
All right, we're a little...
We're a little white to be having this conversation.
Yeah, we're a little over our skis here with this one. But, it's nice to know we have a rapper on board now.
There you go.
Lowercase, great job today. And we will see we'll see you tomorrow. And you'll see us tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.